Freak. Hey, what's up, everybody, and welcome to yet another episode of Feel Good Friday, episode 71, FGF. Here we go. Wow, we're back. We're back. Now, I know you're probably sitting there right now thinking, man, what is that feeling? I feel my void being filled. You know, what have I been missing the past few weeks? What have I been yearning for? And now you're hearing me and you're like, oh shit, it's fucking Joe. Joe is what I've been missing in my life. Feel Good Friday is what I've been missing in my life. So let's feel great on this Friday because I'm back. I know the next question you may be asking yourself is, Joe, what was up with the break, man? You scared me. I thought you were leaving me for good. What was up with the hiatus? What was up with the pause in the action, if you will? Well, I've always been honest with you. I've always shot you straight. So I'm going to shoot you straight right now. I'm a straight shooter. Shoot from the hip. Shoot to thrill. Shoot Henderson. Which is a reference to a player in the NBA draft, Scoot Henderson. Went to the Trailblazers. His name is Scoot, not Shoot Henderson. But I changed it to Shoot Henderson because that went with the shoot reference thing that I was doing. And I know that you really wanted that clarification. So that's why I gave it. And you're welcome. And I'm going to keep on moving. Anyway, I've always shot you straight. I've always been honest with you. So straight up, I've been going through some shit. I've been going through some shit. People, I know we all go through shit. We all got problems. I'm not a victim. I'm not feeling bad for myself. We all go through it. But I was trying to handle it the best I could. I've been feeling a lot of regret lately. I've been looking back at some decisions I made and things I've said, things I've done. I look back and I think, you know, if I did this differently, if I didn't do this, would I be in a better spot? Whether that be financially, mentally, physically. Although it's hard to be in a better spot physically for me because I am practically impeccable, you know? Speaking of peccable, look at my pecs. Or I guess they're tits, but whatever. But I think back to these decisions and I think, like, would I be better off in all these ways? And that had me down for a while. Because I'll be honest, that is very unhealthy. That is very unhealthy to look back and regret. I know everyone does it, but it's very bad to get hung up on it. And I was hung up on it. I was thinking, like, man, I could have been such a better person in these scenarios. And it's just not healthy. Now, I know everyone has regrets. If someone says that they have regrets, or I'm sorry, if someone says that they don't have regrets, I regret fucking that up because, you know, now you're probably like, this idiot can't even talk. But if someone says that they don't have regrets, then that person is a liar. That's what it is. Everyone has regrets, whether they're big or small. There's probably people in prison that are like, man, I really regret killing that guy because I would not be here right now. I'd probably be at Dairy Queen getting a blizzard. And then you have people with small regrets that are like, man, I really regret betting that $20 on that game because I could have used that $20 to get Subway. You know? Big and small. All shapes and sizes. That's what regrets come in. Unless if there's a guy named Regrets, then he probably comes in chicks, right? That was the worst joke I've ever made. What the fuck am I doing? All right. So I've been thinking about my regrets, and that's not good. Because it's very easy to get hung up on regrets. It's very easy to think back and think, man, I wish I would have done this differently. But the thing is, you can't. What's done is done. It is what it is. You got to keep rolling. So when you're thinking about this stuff, that only hurts you. Now, you can't change what's done. Maybe you can send out an apology text and be like, hey, you know, I really am sorry the way I handled this. I mishandled it. And I hope you forgive me and all this stuff. And get some closure if you want. Or you can accept it and you can keep going. And right now I'm at this accepting stage where I'm like, I just have to focus on being better from here on out. I've made decisions that I regret. I've made a lot of mistakes. I got to learn from them and I got to be better. That's it. That's all life is. You keep on moving. You know, you try to be better. If you want to be a dick, fucking go for it. That's weird. Probably not a fan of you, but if you want to be a dick, be a dick. Me personally, I want to be better. I want to better myself every day. I want to be a better father. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better son. I want to be a better brother. I want to be a better whatever. You name it. I want to be better. I want people to think of me in a positive light. I don't want people to think of me and be like, man, Joe's a dick, huh? No, I don't want that. And I think there might be people out there that do, because I've seen some crazy shit on social media, but I don't want that. So I hit this stage where I was laying on the couch, and I was a couple beers in, and I was watching South Park. South Park's my comfort show. It was the end of the night. I was probably going to pass out on the couch. And nothing happened in the episode that made me, like, think, oh. You know what? We're keeping it in. We're keeping it in. I have regrets. I'm imperfect. This is an imperfect podcast. This podcast is a representation of me. We're keeping the sneeze in. I don't care. Anyway, nothing happened in the episode that made me really have this epiphany, but it just kind of came out of nowhere. I don't want to be sad. You know, I don't. I want to be happy. I want to live my absolute best life. Life is way too short, and I get it, I say this all the time, but life is way too short to be pissed off, to be hung up on these regrets, you know, to keep thinking about ways you could, like, you can't change it. So you just keep going. You just keep going and you do your best. So that's what I'm doing. The summer of 2023 is the summer of positive Joe, and not like HIV positive or anything like that. At least I hope not. Fingers crossed. I haven't been to the doctor in a minute, but I don't know where I would have gotten that unless, like, I sat on a toilet seat that had it. But I don't think you could do that. I think that's a myth. We'll get into that later. Anyway, this is the summer of positive Joe. I want to be positive to you. Now, I know for me, a lot of my humor comes from shit talking, and it's very easy for me to be a dick over being, like, nice, but I want to be nice. So my shit talking, I'm going to keep it under control. It'll all be in good fun. It's all, you know, it's all with love. You should know that if I'm shit talking you, it's a sign that I really like you and I'm a fan of you. But, yeah, I want to be better. So that was my little epiphany. And I know that's nothing crazy. It's not like some, like, unique thing. I think a lot of people want to be better. But I just wanted to explain where I was at and why I took the break that I did and why I'm here now. Because of that epiphany. You know? I feel good. I feel great. So it's a feel great Friday today. It's a feel great Friday. I think you should feel great too. Summer solstice just happened, so we got some long days. It's still light out at 8:30. Go out, have some fun, play some bags, have a bonfire, grill some burgers, grill some dogs, have some day beers or day seltzers or day wines or whatever the fuck you drink. Just have a good time. Have a good time. Life is absolutely way too short to not have a good time. Life is too short to not have the best time possible. I want to look back years later when I'm on my deathbed or when I'm about to die, because I might not make it till the deathbed phase. I might, you know, end up having like a heart attack at a Chili's. And my closing moments, I want to look back and be like, damn, I wrote a good book. I made a good movie. I had fun. And I had a positive impact on others. That's the goal. Have a positive impact on others, whether that's making people laugh, making people feel better, just helping people out. I want to have a positive impact on others. So, the power of positivity, baby. It's the summer of 2023, and Joe Kruger has the power of positivity. This isn't a religious thing. Don't worry. I'm not doing that. I've already said it. You know what I want to be. And if you don't, then listen back to this intro, because I think I've said it like 20 fucking times. So, all right. Just me today on episode 71, but don't worry, it's going to be a good one. We got some stuff to talk about. I've done some research on things that I wanted to do research on that I've been curious for a while. So I did that. And it's going to be a good one. So thank you for tuning in to episode 71. I hope you join me on this positive summer of 2023, the Power of Positivity Summer Tour. The Power of Positivity Tour. That's what we're going to call it, even though I'm not really going on tour. I'm mainly staying in the Tinley, Orland area. Maybe some trips to Chicago Ridge to see some family, Oaklawn, what have you. But all right. I'm feeling good. I hope you're feeling good. Maybe it's that Alex McKenzie interview still wearing off on me. I listened back to it, and man, that guy is just oozing with positivity, and I love it, and I want to be like that. So, episode 71, play that fucking intro music. Let's go. All right, everybody, and we're back. Episode 71, Feel Good Friday. We are here. Now, it's just me today, but if you've been a longtime listener of the podcast, you know that that's okay. That's all right. I'm more than capable, more than qualified to handle an episode by myself. I've done it many a time before, and I'm going to do it today. And if you're not a longtime listener, if this is your first episode, hello, welcome. I'm Joe Kruger. It's about 7 inches. Is that too much? I don't know. Anyway, let's get to the elephant in the room. Or should I say the elephant at the bottom of the ocean? OceanGate. The submarine, the submersible, the little metallic pill, the little hard sausage that went down to get a little tour of the Titanic, which is really deep in the ocean. And this company was like, you know what? This isn't a bad idea. People want to see that shit. And they weren't wrong. There were 5 souls, I think, on that little submarine thing that they got going. I don't even know if I can call it a submarine. It's about the size of my dick, which means that it's not the longest. It's pretty girthy. It's always hard. And they were like, let's get in that and let's go to a real, real deep part of the ocean and get a look at the Titanic. Now, to side with them, you know, at first, that sounds awesome. I would love to see the Titanic live. The videos, the pictures, they're cool, whatever. The internet can only do so much. Seeing it live, that would be awesome. So if you talked me into it, which wouldn't be that hard, I'm kind of dumb. I'm very gullible. If you were like, this is going to be the greatest experience of your life. I don't know why Trump is selling it to me, but just roll with it. I'd be like, is it? You'd be like, yeah, you're going to see the Titanic. How many people can say they've seen the Titanic besides, you know, the survivors? And they don't want to talk about the Titanic because, you know, of what happened. So I could be easily talked into it, especially if I was a rich son of a bitch with all those billions of dollars. I could be like, quarter mil? I wipe my ass with a quarter mil. Sure, let's go check it out. However, do your research, billionaires. Do your research. They did not want this thing to happen. They being people who like know their shit and realize that it wasn't a good idea. They're like, this isn't ready. Not a good idea. Don't do it. And then the billionaire who runs OceanGate or whatever was like, I'm going to do it. Now, you're getting the very, very dumbed down version of this story, just FYI. You could look up some articles and they will use a lot better terms than I am, but I'm just giving you the gist, all right? That's what you come here for. You come here for the gist. I'm the gist master. Gist in my pants. All right. So, owner of OceanGate was like, yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. I get it. You're trying to be, you know, trying to warn me and be safe, but we're good, dude. We're good. I'm a billionaire. I can do this. Turns out he couldn't do this. It gets reported missing. And that's as far as they never, I don't think they found it yet. They're out of oxygen. They're dead. They have not found him. Unless they're in Atlantis or chilling in some civilization of deep sea people. They're dead. That's what it is. It sucks. But that's what it is. But they're out of oxygen. The submersible itself has probably, collapse from the pressure of being that deep in the ocean. Whether it's hot dog or hamburger style, I don't know. But it's collapsed. And from the pictures, it didn't look like they had a lot of room in there to begin with. So even if it didn't collapse right away from that pressure of being at that depth, they're probably in this little metallic pill, this little metallic sausage that they got going down there to look at the Titanic, shitting, pissing, probably puking, going a little crazy, not in a good way. It sounds like the worst experience of my life. And guess what? You paid $250,000 to do it. $250,000 to have the worst experience of your life, to die. Now, obviously, when you pay that money, you're like, I'm not going to die. I'm going to see the Titanic. This is awesome. But essentially, that's what it was. And I'm not unsympathetic because they're billionaires. I lack a little more sympathy than I would have, because this is just a bad idea. I don't wish death upon any. I'm not like, you know what? They didn't do their research. They should die. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying you should have done your research. You know, this isn't an I told you so moment, but like you're going to one of the deepest parts of the ocean. Like the Empire State Building, if you inverted it and put it in the ocean, you're like thousands of feet below that. And the Empire State Building, it's a pretty tall building. I don't know if you've done your research on that, but it's pretty tall. You gotta do a little diving, no pun intended, but you gotta do a little diving and, you know, realize, hey, this might not be safe, especially the guy that took his son. Like, was there no one in that family that was like, Gerald, I don't know what his name was, but I just threw out Gerald. It seems like a billionaire name. Gerald, probably not the best idea. And even if they did, I think Gerald is a little too stubborn and he'd probably just be like, what do you know about good ideas? You're married to me. I don't know why I just took a shot at Gerald. No offense, Gerald. I'm sure you're a great guy. Rest in peace. But I'm not blaming them. Like I said, if I had the money, I probably could have been talked into it. I would love to see the Titanic. I think that shit's cool as hell. Abandoned places in general, really cool. One of the most famous abandoned places, I guess you can call the cruise ship a place, whatever. Yeah, I could be talked into it if I had that money. Given my current bank account number, probably not. But if I had the money, sure. If I was a billionaire, sure. However, I would agree initially, and then I might do my research into the OceanGate company and realize that a lot of other voices were like, hey, don't do this. And then that would have made me think, maybe I shouldn't do this. But these five guys were all about it. They went in and the Navy or the Marines or some shit, they found some debris from the OceanGate submersible, which apparently signifies that they're dead. I don't know. I guess that signifies that the submersible collapsed like it would with that amount of pressure, and they're gone. They're gone. The search has to be over. They're out of oxygen. They haven't found it. Like, they're done. So unless if you're going down there in the hopes to find an Atlantis or Black Panther Wakanda Forever type colony in the ocean, they're done. Call off the search. I'm sorry, but you're risking the lives of others to potentially find the bodies of some people who didn't think the whole thing through. That's a harsh truth. But that's the reality that we're in. Do I feel bad? Yes. These families are never going to see their fathers and their son or whatever, like, ever again. And that's heartbreaking. And right now I'm recording this and the Roku loading screen is on and the Titanic is actually, it's in the background. Because you know how the Roku loading screen just goes through a bunch of, like, classic movies? There's the Titanic in the water. That's crazy timing, huh? Ugh. What a world we live in. But Yeah, I feel sympathy for the families. Of course, the families more so than the people who lost their lives. Cause they, obviously they didn't know what they were signing up for. They weren't like, oh, so we're going to die? Yeah, sure. No, they didn't know that. They thought it was going to be this really cool experience, but there's just a lot of evidence pointing in the direction of, hey, this is not a good idea. And these stubborn billionaires said, fuck you, we're going to be fine. And now they're not fine. Now they're dead. Now they're crushing some submarine covered in their own shit and piss. That's probably not how they wanted to go out. Just saying. Just saying. So RIP to them. Sorry. That sucks. But most sympathy to their families, because I'm sure their families weren't totally for it, except for one of the billionaires that was on board. His stepson posted a picture at a Blink-182 concert, received a lot of heat for that, for being at the Blink-182 concert. And he was saying, hey, my family wants me to have fun. My stepdad would want me to have fun. Fuck you. I'm going to go see Blink-182. I get it. It must be nice. It's like $600 on a Blink-182 concert. That's probably a slow fucking Tuesday for him. Just saying. But so he posted that. He got a lot of heat for it. And then same kid shot his shot at an OnlyFans model. It's an OnlyFans model. I don't know her name. She posted a picture and the caption was like, whose face can I sit on? Or something like that. The usual. It's similar to the post that I make. Can I sit on your face? And I think it was whose face can I sit on? And the billionaire's son who went to the Blink-182 concert was like, mine, like replied back to it. It was like, you can sit on my face. Caught a lot of heat for that too. That one, I'm a little more, I get why he's catching heat. The Blink-182 concert, maybe I could see like, all right, my dad's missing. You know, the outlook is grim. Until I get confirmation, I have to get my mind off it. I'm going to go try to have some fun. I'm going to try to get my mind off it. Yeah, it sounds a little heartless, but like, you know, I semi-understand it. I'm not saying I would do it, but I semi-understand it. But the OnlyFans, like, dude, how could you be horny at a time like this? If my dad went to go explore the Titanic and then he was reported missing, I'm not hollering at an OnlyFans model. No. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe I would go to a Blink-182. Probably not, though. But like I said, I'm not saying I would go to the Blink-182 concert, but I get it. But also, I don't know. It's a wild kid. And again, it's a stepson, so maybe he doesn't care as much, but still. All right. So that was that. That was the Ocean Gate submersible, the Ocean Gate metallic sausage that went down and tried to find the Titanic and became the Titanic 2023. I hope I didn't sound too heartless throughout that, but if I did, that is what it is. Anyway, moving on. I wanted to share this news with you because I'm pretty excited. So I was wondering. The other day I was in the shower and I farted. Yeah, quite the transition. But we're sticking with the water theme here, so whatever. So I was in the shower and I farted, and I've done that before. It's been several occasions I've farted in the shower, and it always smells worse than when I fart outside of the shower. And so this last time in particular, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna like I've wondered it before, but you know, I said, you know what? I'm finally gonna research it. I said, why do my farts smell extra gross if I'm in the shower? So, Mental Floss, great, helpful website, said, no, it's not just you. No, it's not just you. There we go. Farts really do smell worse when you let one rip while taking a steamy shower. But it's not like water contains magical properties that make flatulence more potent, right? So what gives? Okay, here's what gives. I'll tell you what gives. Part of the reason for the extra noxious fumes is simply that you're stuck in an enclosed space, shower, whether it's the curtain or the door, the glass door, whatever. So your butt blasts, that's what they call a fart, so your butt blasts have nowhere to migrate. Plus, you're not wearing any clothing to absorb clothing to absorb or lock in the smell. So that's it right there. That's it right there. Also, the bathroom's humidity probably also plays a part. Research shows that water vapor in the air can actually enhance your sense of smell. Fuck. Scientists don't know why exactly this is, but one possibility is that the water vapor helps the molecules that make up the smell interact with receptors in your nose. That's a lot of big words. I get it. I'm confused too. Another theory is that the gas particles bind to the water vapor as if the air were a sponge for your fart molecules. This allows it to hold more of the stench than plain old dry air. Either way, the result is a shower experience that doesn't exactly make you feel squeaky clean. So, several reasons for shower farts smelling worse than regular farts. I think the most basic is the beginning one, the first one. You're in that enclosed space. You're not taking a shower, you know, in the middle of your backyard or some shit. You're in this small shower, and you know, if you have a big shower, you have a big shower, maybe they don't smell as bad. But most, the average person has a small shower, you know, whether it's enclosed by a curtain or door, whatever I said. And then also, I didn't know that your boxers, your underwear, whatever, and then the shorts, jeans, pants you have on after that absorb so much of the fart. Apparently they absorb a lot, because my farts smell so much worse in the shower than outside of the shower. And that's not to say that, like, they don't smell, like, they smell outside of the shower. So imagine in the shower. Yeah, not good. Not good. Personally, I'm glad that I researched that. I got to the bottom of it. I thought, you know, all these years, maybe it was this fluke that maybe just my body responded, like, it was like, it saved the worst farts for the shower. I don't know why it would do that, but it would like feel the water hit me and be like, all right, time to release the nukes, you know? And then there it goes. Apparently that's not it. Apparently there's a scientific reason behind it. Enclosed space, humidity, and no clothes to trap the smell of your farts. So, if you were like me and you were wondering, why do my farts smell worse in the shower than outside of the shower? There you have it. I thought it was wet farts in general. I'll be honest, like, if I'm in a pool and I fart, well, thinking back, I guess it wasn't as bad as a shower fart. I think shower farts are the... So, shower farts are the worst thing ever. Shower farts are the worst. Unless if you're, like, into, like, the face farting... you know, porn thing, I think, because they're naked in that, so there's no absorption there either. It's just, it's right in the face. God bless those people, you know, total freaks. Love it. Good for you. Pride month, whatever. Anyway, so you're welcome for the very scientific, very, intellectual reasoning behind why shower farts are so bad. I know you were dying to hear the explanation, and I gave it to you, and you're welcome. And that was the first segment besides the intro. You know, the intro is the intro, so it's whatever. Of the Feel Good Friday podcast, episode 71. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope I didn't show too much of a lack of sympathy for, you know, the people on the Ocean Gate. It absolutely sucks that they are dead. Like I said, I feel more sympathy for their families, because I'm sure their families weren't 100% on board, no pun intended. But there's also sympathy for them. You know, they just wanted to have an adventure, and they thought it was safe. I'm sure the owner, it's more so the lack of sympathy is for the owner of that Ocean Gate. Like, he probably had to sell that shit real well, real fucking well, to the people who got on board. And the one guy brought his son, and that's horrible. It's a tragedy. But, you know, sucks. Sucks. It's a crazy story. And now the internet has gotten a hold of it, and it's the next big meme of June 2023. The OceanGate submersible is the meme of June 2023. To kick off summer, there's no better way than with a new meme. That's what we needed. So thanks for that, I guess. Internet, you do your thing. You always do. It's weird. Like, no sympathy. It could be, we were on the brink of World War III, and the internet was like, memes, right away. No tragedy is off limits. Obviously, 9/11 has been made fun of so much. Anything beyond that, obviously, has been made fun of. More recent stuff, school shootings, like, there's nothing that's off limits to the internet. It's a wild, wild west world out there. And this OceanGate tragedy is no stranger to the harsh environment of the internet. Because if I was on that OceanGate thing, like I said, if I was a billionaire, I might have been able to be talked into it. But if I was on there, my thought would be like, damn, you know, my family's probably worried. I bet people are worried. Nope. The internet just made a bunch of memes and was like, this is quality content. Good shit. So it's a little fucked up. I'm not going to lie. But, and then also people at first would be like, that's so horrible. And they would find out that the people on board were billionaires. And all of a sudden they're like, oh, you're a billionaire? Oh, your life doesn't fucking matter. You're okay. This is funny now. That's fucked up, right? A little bit? Okay. Glad we're on the same page. Okay. So that's all I'm going to say on that. Internet stays winning. There was a meme that was like, Titanic 2, rich white people, 0. That was like one of the first, that one was kind of funny, but still horrible. Still horrible. Yeah, not good. All right, I'm going to take another break. And when we get back, we got some more shit to talk about. We got some sports to talk about. A lot has happened since the last time I talked about sports. So you're going to get that little update. So if you don't like that, feel free to skip through the next segment. But if you do, you know, you listen to that as well. Damn it. I am 71 episodes deep and I still cannot perfect the outro. Fuck. All right, everybody. And we're back. Episode 71. I really hope that we didn't get too dark in the last segment. You know, we didn't get too dark, but you know what is too dark? The bottom of the ocean. No one can hear you scream. No one can hear you call for help. But anyway, we got some sports to talk about, so let's move on to that subject. Yeah, you cool with that? Yeah, you with me? Let's go. All right. Now, the fact of the matter is, there's some news going on, mostly NBA stuff, as, you know, the OTAs and mini camps are starting for the NFL. They're getting into the swing of things. So a lot of NBA offseason moves are happening. But overall, this is the drought. This is what I refer to as the drought. This is the time of year when there's no NFL games, there's no NHL games, there's no NBA games, there's no college football, there's no college basketball. There's the college baseball World Series. You got that. That's pretty fun. LSU winning on a walk-off, and now they're going to play Florida. That's pretty cool. But, like, it's baseball. And if you're a baseball fan, then maybe you love this shit. Maybe you don't if you root for the White Sox or the Cubs or the A's or a team that, you know, isn't that good. But maybe you're a fan enough that you don't even care about that and you just love baseball. I like baseball as background noise. I don't pay too much attention to it. I know that the Sox are not good. I know that there have been several points already in this season where they have, like, shown me glimpses of, like, hey, we can do this. And then I get this little bit of hope and then they go on a fucking 5-game losing streak. And I'm like, oh yeah, no, they can't do this. They're fucking, I don't get it. They have so much talent and they can't get it together. So I don't really pay attention to baseball that much because, you know, I'm not into getting frustrated. It's a trigger. It's a trigger for me. The Sox are a trigger for me. They're that bad. They're that disappointing, I should say. Now I know how my parents feel. Am I right? But, I do like baseball. It's great background noise. I think baseball, golf, maybe soccer, tennis, great background noise. And if something exciting happens, then you know, you turn away from your conversation. You're like, oh shit, that guy hit the ball pretty far. And then you go back to talking about politics or whatever you're talking about. If you're talking about politics in casual conversation, you're probably not talking to me. Let's be honest. I don't like to bring that up. But, like, Yeah, it's great. Do you just throw on the game, then you go, you do some chores around the house and, you know, tune in every 10 minutes or so and be like, well, score's still 1-0 and counts 3-2. Cool. So, yeah, baseball's great background noise, but overall, this is the drought. This is the drought. And we're going to get through it. It's okay. We get through it every year. I've been here 29 years and I've gotten through it every year. So we're going to get through it this year. I got to make it to see 30 years old. I got to make it. I'm too close. I'm 2 months away from 30. I got to make it. But like I said, there was some NBA news going on. Bradley Beal went to the Phoenix Suns. So it's Beal, Devin Booker, and Kevin Durant. DeAndre Ayton is still there. He might not be there for long. That's really all they got, people. That's really all they got. Like, they are not deep. So they are relying entirely on that big three, maybe big four, depending on what your view is, to take them to the promised land. I don't know if it can be done, especially after the Boston Celtics got Kristaps Porzingis. Now, to get Kristaps Porzingis, they had the unicorn. They had to give up Marcus Smart. Marcus Smart went to Memphis. I think Memphis is a great team for Marcus Smart. He just has that kind of attitude, and they needed that veteran presence. Steven Adams and Marcus Smart will get the Ja Morants and the Dylan Brooks and, you know, the Desmond Baines, all that. Smack him into shape. Got no problem smacking him in the head. So I think Marcus Smart is a great change of scenery. If he was going to go anywhere, fucking Memphis, good for you, Marcus Smart. But Boston may have become the title favorites with the Kristaps, what's the word, attainment? We'll go with that. And then they got a first round and a second round, or two first rounds, I think. They got away with highway robbery. Boston, I don't know how Brad Stevens did it, but he did it. So Boston's in good position. So I think I'm thinking a Boston-Denver finals. I don't know yet. We got to see how the rest of the offseason unfolds. We got to see what moves the Bucks make, the Sixers make, the Heat, the Lakers, the Nuggets. There's a lot of teams that could still make moves. A lot of contenders that could still make moves. CP3, Chris Paul, if you will, went to the Warriors. I think Chris Paul and Steph will be a pretty good duo, although they probably won't be on the court a lot at the same time. So we'll see how that goes. Chris Paul will be backing up Steph. And if that's how he gets his ring, fuck it. That's how he gets his ring. He, you know, people can hate on him all they want, but he's had a Hall of Fame NBA career. And if he gets a ring, that's one more ring than millions and millions of people will ever fucking have. So there you go, CP3. I hope you get your ring. Although I am rooting for the Nuggets to repeat. I would love a Nuggets-Bucks final. That way I don't care who wins, but we'll see. If it's Celtics-Lakers, go Celtics. Go C's. I want Porzingis to dunk on Bron and be like, I am the king now, or however Kristaps Porzingis talks. So that's the main news coming out of the NBA. There's some little stuff here and there, people declining their options and whatnot. But the draft was last night, the NBA draft. Now, they tried to make it this big deal, and kind of is, you know. Right now, it's the biggest thing we got going on in the sports world. You're not going to hear a lot of first-take baseball talk. You're not going to hear a lot of first-take soccer, tennis, golf talk. You are not. So they went all in on the draft. Obviously, Victor Wembanyama went first to the San Antonio Spurs. Good for him. I love the Spurs. I am a partial homer because I lived in San Antonio for the brief time that I did, but I loved it there. They were nothing but kind to me. So go Spurs. They're probably my second team, honestly. It goes Bulls, then Spurs. I'm in a rough spot right now because the Bulls are in such a bad position. They're in such a bad position, but we're not going to dwell on that. Lonzo Ball is already ruled out for next season. What the fuck? Anyway. Sorry for raising my voice. The Hornets went with Brandon Miller. Good pickup for the Hornets. Blazers went with Scoot Henderson, as I alluded to in the intro. I called him Shoot Henderson, which if I had used the Shoot Henderson line with Brandon Miller, that may have been in bad taste because Brandon Miller helped out with a murder, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to spread rumors, but he's kind of guilty by association, but not really guilty because he's really good at basketball. You know what I mean? Then the Rockets went with Amen Thompson, and the Pistons went with Asar Thompson. The Thompson twin brothers went 4-5. How cool is that? How cool is that? Although I'm kind of pissed because I put some money on the Pistons driving either Whitmore or Jairus Walker, and they didn't draft either of them, even though all the fucking mock drafts had them drafting them. So that I don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone, at least in the media. At least in the media. Magic went with Anthony Black or Anthony African American because, you know, 2023. The Pacers drafted Bilal Kalabali. Phew. I'm fucking that name up, aren't I? Then the Wizards drafted Jairus Walker, who I thought was going to the Pistons. Nope, didn't go to the Pistons. The Jazz went with Taylor Hendricks. The Mavericks drafted Carson Wallace. And the Magic drafted another point guard. They went with Jet Howard out of Michigan. Thunder drafted Derek Lively II. The Raptors drafted Grady Dick. What a fucking name that is, Grady Dick. And that guy showed out. I apologize. But Grady Dick showed out. He went for it. He showed up in this sparkly red blazer. It didn't look that good. I'm going to be honest. It didn't look that good, whether it was his body type or his facial structure or the hair. It didn't look that good. What are we doing? But you know what? He's in the NBA, so I just sound like a hater. Jordan Hawkins went to the Pelicans. We'll see how that turns out. And then the Jazz, well, the Hawks drafted Kobe Bufkin, not Kobe Bryant. Because you can't draft Kobe Bryant because he is retired. We'll go with that. Retired. That could have gotten dark. The Jazz got another pick at 16. They went with Keontae George. The Lakers drafted Jalen Hood-Schifino. I hope he sucks. Unless he gets, you know, moved to the Bulls somehow, then I hope he's an all-star talent. The Heat drafted Jaime Jaquez Jr. out of UCLA. Perfect Heat guy. Heat culture for sure. I hope that doesn't sound racist. The Warriors went with Brandon Podziemski. Sure. Go for it. And the Rockets got Cam Whitmore, the guy who I bet on being the number 5 draft pick, went 20 to Houston. So I think the Rockets made out really well with this draft. They got Cam Whitmore, and then they got one of the Thompson twins. And then they got Jalen Green. They got Jabari Smith. They got Şengün. I think the Rockets are a team to watch. Maybe not this season, but next season, watch out for Houston. Here come the Houston Rockets. It's going to be a Rockets-Thunder Western Conference Final within 2 years. Mark my words, bitch. Within 2 years. Maybe the Jazz might be in there too, because the Jazz also drafted Bryce Sensabaugh. There was another Kobe at pick 30. He went to Kobe Brown went to the Clippers. Yeah, so these are probably a lot of names that that you don't really care about. I apologize, but I wanted to go through the draft. And if you are a sports fan, then you might want to hear that. You might want to, you know, get my take on it. You might not care at all. I don't know. You're listening to my podcast, so obviously you care about me, and I care about sports. So ipso facto, you care about what I care about. You know what I mean? You know what I mean. So that's that. Obviously, like I said, the Nuggets, they won the championship this year. Jokic got the finals MVP. I'm hoping he shut some of the haters up. Shut them the fuck up. They're so annoying. Nick Wright, Kendrick Perkins and company. Haters. Jokic haters. Shut the fuck up. Man's got a championship and a finals MVP. He's got 2 regular season MVPs. Should have had 3, but they gave it to Joel Embiid so he wouldn't throw a fucking hissy fit. So I don't know what else Jokic has to do. Like, they were the day after he won the finals, you know, on the Keyshawn J. Willimax and Get Up and First Take, they're already trying to find, like, they're like, oh, they're not going to repeat next year because blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know what else to say. Jokic is, one of the greatest big men of all time. The debate can be made for him to be the greatest big man of all time. I still think he has some work to do. I think Hakeem and Russell and Kareem and Shaq are obviously in front of him. But he's getting up there. He's a joy to watch. And he's young enough where he might not even be in his prime yet. Or maybe he's about to enter his prime. So keep an eye out for the Nuggets. A Nuggets-Celtics final is very likely for next season. I'd say Nuggets-Celtics is a possibility. Nuggets-Bucks. Bucks. Let's see. Bucks-Suns. We could have a repeat. Maybe Celtics-Suns. Celtics-Lakers. Those are some of my picks right now. Although I hope I'm surprised. I really do. I hope it's like, I don't know, Mavericks, Hawks. Why not? Have the Trey Luka showdown and see who really won that trade. Although it's probably the Mavericks because they got Luka fucking Doncic. So anyway, that is my NBA talk. Moving on to my NHL talk. The Vegas Golden Knights have won their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. Although franchise history, I'm saying loosely because they've only been around for six seasons. And they've never suffered. They've missed the playoffs one time in their six seasons. The fans don't know what suffering is. I'm not mad at them. It's not their fault. The city was gifted a sports franchise that's really fucking good. They've made it to the semis. They made it to the playoffs all these times. And now they finally got the job done. They beat the shit out of the Florida Panthers. They did not sweep them. They won the series 4-1. But still, it felt like a sweep because that final game, they won 9-3. 9-3 in a hockey game? Are you fucking shitting me? Yeah, they wept the floor with them. Wept the floor? Wiped the floor? Words. Who needs them? Who needs them right now? It's not like you host a fucking podcast, Joe, you moron. Yeah, Vegas Golden Knights are your Stanley Cup champions. Denver Nuggets are your NBA Finals champions. And the way it looks, I wouldn't be surprised if we got a Texas Rangers, Arizona Diamondbacks World Series. Those two teams are hot. The Reds have taken first place of the NL Central. The Pirates are hot. They're down to fourth place. They're below the Cubs because the Cubs like swept them at Pittsburgh. Can't let that happen. The Brewers are still second. The Cardinals suck. The Sox suck. I don't know what's going to happen. I really hope it's not a Yankees fucking Dodgers World Series. I want something new. I want Rangers Diamondbacks. I would take the Braves. I'm okay with the Braves. I'll take the Braves. I don't know. Braves Angels. Why not? I don't even know if the Angels are in contention, so I don't know why I threw that out there, but I did. Give me Rangers. I'll be honest. I want Rangers Diamondbacks the most. I think those two teams are severely slept on, severely overlooked, but, you know, not this season. Not this season. Although we might, the Marlins are looking good. The Giants are on a win streak. Who knows? Baseball is crazy, and it's only June, so we got a lot of baseball left to play. The Sox could make a run. The Sox could go on some crazy winning streak because they do have so much talent. Everyone could get healthy at the right time, and they can make a run. I don't know. I would love for that to happen, but I don't know. I got my fantasy football magazine. I'm feeling good about that. I'm feeling good about this draft. I've been doing some mock drafts, and I feel really good about it. I've been making sure I've been hitting every position, if you know what I mean, every position. I'm a virgin. All right. So that's my little sports segment. So we are going to take another break, and when we get back, we are going to wrap this thing up burrito style. I know this isn't the longest episode ever, but hey, sometimes it's not about the length. Sometimes it's about it's not about the size of the nail. It's about how you hammer it in or something. I don't know. I'm trying to make myself feel better. Don't judge me. All right. We'll be back. All right, everybody. I am back. I'm wrapping up episode 71 burrito style. Of course. I am sorry that this took so long. I'm sorry it took so long for me to finish, which I'm sorry it took so long for me to finish. Not a sentence I say very often. Yeah, so. But I am sorry this took so long. Like I said, I've been going through it. I've been going through some shit in a hell of a couple of weeks, hell of a few weeks, few months, however long it's been. I don't even know anymore. But I wanted to get this out as soon as possible, so this is my as soon as possible. I apologize that my as soon as possible is probably not as quick as you want it to be. But here it is. Also, like I was talking about earlier in the episode, though, the Titan, the submersible that went to go see the Titanic and failed quite miserably, found out some new information that apparently the Navy or the Marines or some shit, some kind of military shit, they heard the implosion days before they ran out of oxygen. You know, there was the day that they were confirmed dead. It was like, all right, they are officially out of oxygen. There's no way they can survive down there. We haven't found them. They're dead. But apparently the second time I said apparently, and that's the third time, that's it. I guess that's a better alternative, right? Maybe. I guess that military branch or whatever heard the implosion days before they were confirmed dead, but they didn't say anything. Now, why didn't they say anything? I don't know. A lot of conspiracy theorists out there have their theories. I don't have a good theory for that. A lot of people are saying they kept the story going to keep people's attention off of other things happening in the country. I don't know, but it is a little fishy. Like, why wouldn't they say anything? So there's probably something there. I'm just too dumb to look into it. So there's that. Another thing I wanted to talk about was Nebraska. Love the football team. I think the Huskers, like outside of the Huskies, the NIU Huskies, obviously they're my number one, but they might be the worst football team in the country. So not really, you know, too hyped up to watch them every fall. But the Huskers, they're not doing great either, but they fired Scott Frost. I think a new horizon, it's on its way. I think they're going to be fine. I like the Huskers. I also love South Carolina Gamecocks, Florida Gators. So those are my top three. Gamecocks, Gators, and Huskers. Now, it's not the college team I wanted to talk about. They just came to mind. Nebraska, I saw a commercial for it. Because I've been watching the Great American Baking Show, which is the Great British Baking Show spinoff, just American. So it's a, you know, it's not as good. At least it's not as charming. You know what I mean? But anyway. So they have ads on it, though, because it's on the Roku channel and I can't get that straight up. So they have ads and that's all right. It's like 2 minutes commercial break or whatever. There was an ad that was like, we thought. What it's these people going down a river in these like feeding troughs or something like that. Not that thin. They're like big. They're big. And they're like, we thought instead of just throwing these away, what if we clean them out and we make them like things you could float down the river? And then you could float down the river in them and have good times. And the commercial made it look really fun. I'm not going to lie. I would do it if it was offered to me. Much like if the Titan Voyage was offered to me, I'd probably do that. However, this was the whole commercial. This was like, have you ever thought, what if these feeding troughs were used for something else? Like, I don't know, floating down the river. And that was it. That was the only thing they had in the commercial. And then it was like, Nebraska. So that was the commercial for the state of Nebraska. They advertised the feeding trough tubes that float down the river and you could, you know, play with your group of friends. You could play ping pong or some shit across the water. I don't know. But that was it. And then in my mind, I'm like, wow, that's all I got? Then the slogan was what drew me back in. Because I was like, that looks cool, whatever. And then it was like, Nebraska. And I was like, oh shit, it's over? And then the slogan was, Nebraska, honestly, it's not for everyone. Love it. Absolutely love it. The slogan for Nebraska being, honestly, it's not for everyone, is fucking perfect. It's kind of funny. It's very true. But it's also a little bit like the people that live there that love it. I feel like they can be proud of that because they're like, well, it's for me, motherfucker. And I love it here. But if it's not for you, you city folk motherfucker, like that's cool to me. Like, so I think they could take pride in that slogan as well. And so it's just all these things, but the brutal honesty is great. Honestly, it's not for everyone. It's so true. Like, no one thinks like, all right, we're going on vacation. Where should we go? Nebraska. This isn't Yes Man. Because in Yes Man, he wants to go on a vacation with Zooey Deschanel. And he's like, what's the first flight available? And it's Nebraska. And you could tell based off their reaction, they didn't want to go to Nebraska. They end up having a fun time, whatever. There's like a museum of telephones. Cool. They should have gone floating down the river in the feeding troughs. They should have, but what are you going to do? You missed out. Maybe that's a new thing. Maybe that's revolutionary recently. But yeah, I'm just, I was very happy with that slogan. Very, very job well done, Nebraska. I appreciate you. And Yeah, maybe I'll come visit now and float down the river and go to the Museum of Telephones. I would love to go to a Cornhuskers game, I'll be honest. Love to go to a Huskers game. The Huskies, they just don't do it for me anymore. Stadium's half full. They usually lose. The one game I went to, nothing will ever top it, when they had Jordan Lynch and they played EIU, which, kind of sounds like the old McDonald had a farm. That's a stretch. Eastern Illinois University. They were playing them, and they had Jimmy Garoppolo at the time, Jimmy G, porn star Jimmy. And NIU was down 28-0 at the half. 28-0. I was ready to leave. I was like, you know what? I wasn't even going to NIU at the time. I was still in community college. I told my cousin, I was like, this was fun. Let's go back and party a little bit. Let's have a few drinks. Yeah, 2, 3, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, 9, 10. I don't know, 13, 14, 20, well, however many, because this game's over. We stayed. He insisted that we stayed, and we stayed. NIU came back, and they won it. They won the game. I forgot the final score, I'll be totally honest, but I remember them winning and just being absolutely shocked. The place was electric. It was fucking awesome. But other than that, none of the games have been too memorable. The homecoming game, my first homecoming that I was at NIU, I passed out on the bleachers, so I don't really remember that one. Went too hard. Too hard in the morning. That's what you get for chugging a handle of vodka first thing in the morning. Homecoming. That'll do it. But so I would love to go to a Huskers game in Nebraska. I'd go cruising down the river in the trough, and I would go to a Huskers game, and then I don't know. I'd probably find some other. I'm good at finding stuff. I really think I am. Whether it's exciting to other people or not, but like Nebraska said, honestly, it's not for anyone. So, or not for everyone. Yeah, fuck that up, huh? Cool. So that'll do it for my podcast. Just wanted to show some love to Nebraska. I guess that was a mixed review. You may have thought I was bashing it, but honestly, the whole thing was me sending flowers. Thank you, Nebraska, for one of the best slogans I've heard for a state, for anything. And I think you're underrated. You know what? I'm going to say it. I think you're underrated. I think there's a lot more to you than trough tubing and the Cornhuskers. I think you got a lot more going on. And you know what? I'm going to do some research, and maybe I'll even get back to you guys on the next episode about what I found that Nebraska has going on. So that'll do it. Thank you all for listening. Episode 71. Again, sorry it took so long, but I hope you enjoy it. I know it's just me. Yeah, there it is. Still working on editing. 71 episodes in, still don't have a good sign off. Some things just take time. Rome wasn't built in one day, or 71 days, or, well, it's been about 2 years since I started this, so whatever 365 times two is, it's like 70, not 70, 700 something. As I keep talking, I realize that I am sounding dumber and dumber, so I'm just gonna cut this off. Episode 71. Thank you all for listening. Catch you on the next one.